17, said I'm getting out of Dodge. All the big dreams, said I'm selling all I got. All the high rollers busy placing their bets. Me, I'm headed south, cause all the pretty girls say I'm home for the summer, shoot out. Whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the pretty girls said.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Sources say the face of the suspect in the shooting death of a healthcare insurance CEO was caught on camera when he lowered his mask to flirt with a woman. Some experts believe evidence points to a grudge against United Health or the insurance industry. Former FBI special agent and ABC News contributor Brad Garrett.
Insurance companies using those terms in some of their processes of turning down claims. And so I think this shooter is trying to send a message that someone, either himself or a loved one or someone close to him, has been harmed by this insurance company.
The suspect is still on the run. A massive rally this hour in Seoul, South Korea, calling for embattled President Yoon Suk-yeol to step down. Yoon briefly declared martial law earlier this week. An impeachment vote will take place Saturday. Thousands of people have fled the Syrian city of Homs overnight after rebels seized control and forced the government troops to withdraw. This is ABC News. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy were on Capitol Hill this week touting their department, the Department of Government Efficiency.
Lawmakers reportedly discussing a variety of cuts targeting the Education Department, redundancy in the government workforce, and government employees working from home. The department Musk and Ramaswamy will lead will not be a true government department. It will only provide recommendations for the administration and Congress, which has the power of the purse.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. NASA is delaying flights to the moon again. Administrator Bill Nelson said the next mission in the Artemis program will happen in 2026 instead of September of next year. People in Paris gearing up for ceremonies all weekend to celebrate the official reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral. Rebuilding and restoration crews have been hard at work getting the iconic cathedral ready for visitors after a fire destroyed large parts of the structure in 2019. President-elect Trump and First Lady Jill Biden are expected to attend the festivities. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wrap up your holiday at JCPenney's Friends and Family Sale. This week, use your extra 30% off coupon to finish your list in style. Get dressy apparel and outerwear for the fam, now up to 40% off. Plus, save up to 50% off at our home sale and bring the festive and cozy home for the holidays. It's more gifts, bigger savings for all. JCPenney, make it count. Offers and coupon valid on select styles 12/4 to 12/8. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Matt Kelly. It's costing more, a lot more, to run the state's youth prison in northern Wisconsin. A new report from Wisconsin Watch says the state budgets almost $463,000 per child for incarcerations. That's at the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools. A new budget request from corrections would nearly double that to almost $862,000 a year. That's more than 50 times what taxpayers spend on the average K-12 public school student. Wisconsin residents are being warned not to get their tax advice from social media. Christopher Miller at the IRS says they're seeing an upturn in the amount of bad advice on the socials.
That continues to dupe people into filing inaccurate tax returns. And of course, that can lead to delayed refunds, penalties and interest, and sometimes even criminal charges.
Miller says you should only be getting your tax advice from a licensed professional. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network.
Life-altering viruses lurk all around us. While they can't be avoided, they can be defeated by safe, effective vaccines. These vaccines undergo rigorous clinical trials before the FDA carefully reviews every piece of data to make sure the vaccine is safe and effective, eventually sending it to the CDC to recommend when your child should get its protection. Visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/vaccinefacts to learn more.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 41 on Sunday. Partly cloudy, 48 with some scattered light showers on Sunday night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Katie's sitting on a low front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parking the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something over him. He says, my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick.
up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear and drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear and drink a beer. So long, my friend, until we and watch the sunset disappear and drink a beer. Drink a beer. Drink a beer.
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnekins from the Global Dairy Conference in Las Vegas. This is the WRDN Morning Farmer Report. This hour, we'll have our newsmaker segment, also our ag weather forecast as well. Coming up later on Saturday, we're back in Wisconsin, down in Wisconsin Dells for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual convention. Then next week, we head back to Vegas for the Milk Business Conference. And when we come back after the Milk Business Conference, we go back to Wisconsin Dells for the Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual convention. Yep, it's farm meeting season, to say the least. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to our Feed Forum, and we are going to talk about data from the University of Wisconsin USDA Forage Research Center that appeared in the Journal of Dairy Science in October and had to do with maceration of alfalfa. And so our listeners might ask, well, what's with maceration? Well, Bill, this is a process in which we will actually put the alfalfa through a chopper before it's ensiled to reduce and crushed the stems of the plant. And, of course, what we're trying to do is to improve the alfalfa nutrient availability when fed to high-producing dairy cows. The research study done at the University of Wisconsin involved 36 primiparous and multiparous cows, and these were Holstein cows, and they also had six cannulated cows besides the 36 in the study, so they can make rumen measurements as well. The diets were a high forage-based diet, basically 30% alfalfa in the control or the macerated, and then the other 30% was BMR, brown midrib corn silage, which is low lignin corn silage. The periods ran for 6 weeks in the experimental periods. The alfalfa was a high-quality alfalfa, running with the 31% dry matter at the time of signing, kind of on the wet side, Bill, 26% crude protein, 32% acid detergent fiber, and 38% NDF. So what were the results in this study of cows here? And we saw the difference here. The control cows ate 61.1 pounds of dry matter, where the diets that were macerated with the alfalfa in 60 pounds. So there was a drop in dry matter intake. Coupled with that would be milk production improvement. The control cows averaged 101 pounds of milk, and the experimental cows with the macerated alfalfa, 103 pounds, about a 2-pound milk increase. There was no differences in terms of body weight and body condition score here, but here's kind of the exciting thing for us and our listeners. First of all, digestibilities. Dry matter was improved, the control 67.7% to the treated alfalfa 72.4%. Nutri-detergent fiber digestibility went from 39.9 up to 51.8, and crude protein also improved from 67.8 up to 71.2. Another interesting thing, Bill, was that the primiparous cows responded slightly different in their feeding behavior. There was differences in rumination time and chewing time with greater values for the first lactation cows. The cows that received the feed, macerated lignin, had less eating time and less standing time, which means less stress on these cows, and had a few more meals per day. It took about 3 weeks for the cows to adapt to it. And, of course, there was, because of the change of dry matter intake and feed and milk production, there was an increase in feed efficiency here, about 4%. Feed efficiency would be more milk per unit of dry matter consumed. Because of the rupturing of the plant material itself, there was more leaching, which is leaching meaning fluid running from the storage unit, and there's a change in the higher levels of volatile fatty acids, primarily acetic acid, which means better fiber digestibility. So our take-home message is that it's an interesting research. I'm not sure how commercially it would be applied on dairy farms here, but it does increase milk yield and feed efficiency. It did change the feeding behavior of these cows, and parity certainly was important, with first-calf heifers showing slightly different changes. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
How can dairy cattle owners get more value added for their animals? Also using their cows as beef cattle? Different genetics means a distinct makeup and product from dairy and beef cattle respectively. Yet as Olivia Genther-Schroeder of Purina points out,
mixing those two types of genetics, so breeding our dairy cows to beef semen and actually producing a calf that is part beef and part dairy, and really improving the value of what that calf is, because it is going to specifically go into beef production as opposed to dairy production.
She says research focuses on bringing desirable beef cattle traits such as less days on feed and more carcass yield into dairy cows, while enhancing existing genetic traits in breeds like Holsteins, such as marbling. She says from a price perspective, dairy cattle are traditionally half the value of beef steers. And regarding export markets, this beef-dairy cow hybrid would essentially be raised on a beef cattle schedule. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Coming up on Monday, we'll check in with Lee Milkey and the markets on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Visit Boot Barn this week to save on top quality holiday gifts. We're offering holiday specials right now where you can get $50 off select men's exotic boots, 25% off select outerwear, Western shirts, flannels, and jeans. We're also offering savings on select workwear and children's Western wear. Visit us this week and save on top quality holiday gifts. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There's snow on the ground, and out in California the sunshine's falling down, and maybe down in Memphis Graceland's all in lights, and in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. It's windy in Chicago, the kids are out of school, there's magic in Motown, the city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, all across the nation, it's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. And from Fort Payne, Alabama, Merry Christmas tonight.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Alabama, and Christmas in Dixie here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, January milk up 4 to 19.09, February steady at 19.10, March up 4 to 19.26, April also steady at 1916. Meanwhile, cheese markets from yesterday, barrels were down 2.5 to 164 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down 3.5 to 166 and a half. 2 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 254, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.25 to 138 and a quarter, 8 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 70 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, expect the cattle markets to open mostly higher. Big sell-off from yesterday, as the trade just has not seen cash markets develop at all this week in the cattle side. So they have to develop today. And again, the sell-off triple-digit losses yesterday. We're going to see some technical buying, at least to start this session, on some of that short covering. Hog markets, they could open mostly mixed once again. A mixed to close yesterday. And part of that was just some profit-taking in the nearby months. But there is some increasing demand, and that did help to support some of the deferred contracts. December live cattle opens the day at 186.97, February 186.32, April 188.55, January feeder cattle open at 254.92, March 253.60, April 254.62, December hogs open at 82.42, February 86.35, April 91.15. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. The grain markets are relatively mixed after yesterday's big gains. Now, traders are content with the apparent short-term trade horizons, not wanting to get caught on either a short or long going into the USDA reports next week. Outside markets were positive yesterday, and that helping to support the markets. Also, palm oil futures were higher, and that helped to support soybeans. But this morning, we have a little bit of a mixed trade after yesterday's big gains. December corn up 1 to 427 and a half. March up 3 quarters to 435 and 3 quarters. May up 1 to 441 and a half. New crop up 1 to 435. January and March beans both up a half. January 994 and a quarter. March at 999 and a half. May steady at 1010. New crop down 1.5 to 1005 and a half. December soybean meal steady this morning at 287.40. December soybean oil up 63 cents to 42.75. Chicago wheat, December steady at 546 and three quarters. March down 1 3/4 to 556 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, December steady at 568 and a half. March down 2 1/4 to 596 and a quarter. Energy markets are lower this morning. January crude oil down 71 cents to 67.59. February down 70 cents to 67.26. Meanwhile, January and February gas both down 2 cents. January at 191, February 192. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 378, January 381, new crop 374. Cash beans 914, January 919, February 914, new crop 917. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 395, January 390, February 392, March 392. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 392, January 395. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 382, new crop 384. Cash beans 913, new crop at 932. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 383, new crop 384. Cash beans 909, new crop 917. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 405, April 422, May 423, new crop at 396, cash beans 970, April 978, May 981, new crop 949. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 382, new crop 376, cash beans at 922, new crop at 934. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 199, Holstein fed cattle 150 to 175, market cows 94 to 120, bulls 120 to 150, calves 380 to 910, Beef steers, 175 to 400. Holstein steers, 300 to 320. Sheep markets, market lambs, 175 and down. Ewes, 140 and down. Rams, 115 and down. Goat markets, does, 230 and down. Bucks, 240 and down. At Sombrota, finished beef steers, 180 to 190 and a quarter. Finished beef heifers, 180 to 189. Finished dairy steers, 165 to 173. Market cows, 94 to 117. Market bulls, 120 to 153. Hog markets, market hogs, 42 to 78.50. Light sows sold up to 45. Heavy sows sold up to 47.50. And boars sold up to 23. That's check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Share the same last name and the same color eyes, but we fought like tigers over that old red bike. I'm batting first and you can't use my glove. It wouldn't take long until push came to shove, but we looked out for each other with brotherly love. Hating girls till I had my first date. I brought her home from the movies. You stayed up late. Three on the couch watching TV. I was smiling at her while you were laughing at me. But I wouldn't trade it for nothing. Brotherly love. There's a bond that brothers know, and it gets stronger as they grow. A love that time and miles can't come between. We disagree, but they fight like tigers over one old red bike.
And looking at them reminds me of us. They're gonna fight and they're gonna fuss.
But they've got something special. It's brotherly love.
Yeah, they've got something special.
It's brotherly love.
Mm-hmm. got something and it sure is fine. Let's take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you and baby you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time. About you all day long. It feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. Makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time. That this goes on and on. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time. All night, love all night.
A station so good. You'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for rally I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
string band.
My baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama,
driving to the south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like a wind. Southbound train, hey, hey, mama, rock me. Oh, so rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway. I wanna feel, hey, hey, mama, rock me, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, yeah, yeah, mama.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, you want to keep that real Christmas tree fresh all through the holiday season? Gary Crawford has some advice from an expert.
At the Christmas tree farm that I go to here in Northern Virginia, Evergreen Acres, I always interview the owner, Jim Gelson, and customers and the people working here. Now, here's a guy only in your fifth year helping out here at the farm, right?
But I'm so good, you would think I was born here.
The ever humble Josh, last name withheld by request to keep the fan mail down, right?
Right.
Right. But you do help a lot of people who come to the farm here. I've been finding that there's a lot more families, it seems, coming out this year who have never gone to a tree farm before and cut down their own tree. I bet you do get quite a few questions.
Tons of questions.
And besides, where are the bathrooms? What are some of the questions that people ask?
Where do I find the trees?
That, but you can see.
Yeah, it's a strange question, being there's a field. Yeah. Besides that, probably which one I recommend, but it's definitely a personal preference. Some people want the short needle. You know, usually once I tell them that, you know, the short-needled spruce is going to drop its needles first, you cut them now, by the end of December, they're going to start shedding good. They steer the other way and go for the white pine because they hold the needles longer.
I'll let my listeners know that when Josh says cut them now, we're taping this interview Thanksgiving weekend. But at any rate, you wouldn't think that you would have any needle drop problems by cutting a tree fresh off the farm here, but you can. And there is nothing worse than being awakened in the night by the sound of a needle dropping. It's very annoying, isn't it?
Right. And it doesn't have to do with the quality of the tree. It's just the tree itself. You know, they shed needles quickly. Yep. The white pines, they'll hold them for 2 months before they'll start dropping needles.
Ooh, now, you say a lot of the problems that we have are because we don't pay attention to watering those trees?
Definitely keep them watered. A lot of people, you know, they got to water it every day. I would say the first week or so is critical also, because it's going to take in a lot of water.
Even if it's cut fresh right here at the farm?
Yes. You know, people don't understand how much water they're taking out of that ground. They take a lot of water, so keeping the water full. See, once you let that water level get down below the bottom of the tree, it'll start to sap over. So then you think, oh, well, we didn't water for 2 days. We'll just fill it up now. Well, it's done sapped over, so now it's not going to take water as well.
Sapped over means it seals itself.
Yes, it's going to seal itself off. So you want to make sure you keep it full of water at all times so it'll last, you know, you get the time out of it.
Oh, our time's almost out. But Josh, you were telling me you don't get paid for helping out here, at least not in the usual money sense. So what is your pay?
I get to hunt. I deer hunt. That's part of the deal. I help and volunteer just so I can have some hunting rights. And it's good for the tree farm because he loses a lot of trees to the deer every year. A lot of trees. So it helps me and it helps Jim.
That's great. So Josh, we'll see you back here next year.
Yep.
All right. This is Gary Crawford reporting from Evergreen Acres in Noakesville, Virginia for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Josh, where are the trees?
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Another colder day today in our ag weather forecast, but mild temperatures return for the weekend. Now, it looks like a frontal system will move across the region Sunday into Monday, bringing very little precipitation, and that return to colder temperatures into the middle of next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs 22 to 27, relative humidities at 58% to 63%, west winds at 5 to 8, gusting to 20. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy. We'll have some freezing fog late. Lows 17 to 22. Relative humidities at 92 to 97%. For Saturday, partly sunny. Highs 39 to 44. Relative humidities at 58 to 63%. Southwest winds at 6 to 11, gusting to 25. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny. Highs 40 to 45. South winds at 5 to 7. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a rain or snow shower, highs 35 to 40. Tuesday, cloudy, highs 20 to 25. Wednesday, partly sunny, colder, highs 15 to 20. And for Thursday, partly sunny, highs once again, 15 to 20.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A lot of you put up holiday lights around the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for safety tips because sometimes pretty lights and electricity don't play well together as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
Do your holiday light decorations resemble Clark Griswold's over-the-top display in the movie Christmas Vacation? Whether that's a yes or no, be mindful of electrical safety as you're stringing them up. Brett Brenner is the president of the Electrical Safety Foundation International. He says first, electricity and water don't mix, so plug the electrical cords into an outlet with a ground fault circuit interrupter or GFCI for protection from electrical shock. He also recommends checking the extension cords to be sure they're in good shape and rated for the use.
So they should be marked for indoor or outdoor use. You know, the outdoor ones can come inside, but not vice versa. And so it's really important that you're not stringing a bunch of extension cords together to get the length that you want. It's important that you're inspecting the extension cords before you're using them to make sure they're not frayed or damaged or duct taped or you know, from grandpa's basement, you have no clue where it ever came from.
Years ago, before LED lights came on the scene, it was recommended to not string more than three sets of lights together. Today, it comes down to the manufacturer's recommendation because LED lights don't pull a lot of electricity. However, do check them before you put them up.
You want to make sure that the cords are inspected, make sure there's no broken balls. You know, if you touch anything and you feel any kind of fuzz or any kind of sensation, that probably means it's not safe to be used. And then if you're stapling it up, realize that those things are going to damage the internal copper and, you know, protections that are built into some of those cord sets. And it's just something you need to be mindful of to make sure that if you're using them for like the 10th year in a row, it might be time to upgrade to something new.
If you're using a ladder to put up the lights, watch out for power lines. Learn more about holiday light safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's been so long since we've seen one another. I've really been missing you. It feels so good spending time with each other. I'd say we're way for an old time country Christmas. We'll have the whole family there at our old time country Christmas. We'll make new memories
see Mama in the kitchen. She's stuffing the turkey while Dad puts a log on the fire. I'll get the manger scene down from the attic and we'll give thanks for the blessed Christ child. We'll have an old-time country Christmas. We'll have the whole family there at our old-time country Christmas. We'll make new memories to share. There'll be carolers singing and silver bells ringing and sleigh rides on new fallen snow. And love is the reason that we share this season with all the people we know. Let's have